two soul present drops, just notice you will not have this trippy feeling, and I will explain you why. So we have soul present in drops or in capsules. So there are a lot of people who say, oh, I see this microdosing all the time and I feel a calling, but I'm afraid of this tripping feeling. If you are this kind of person, take the microdosing soul drops. And they also are a great help if you have sleeping problems. And I will tell something about the dosage. We always recommend to start slowly.
Welcome to the House of Oneness podcast, where we dig deep into the world of plant medicine to help you in your spiritual and personal growth. Our host of this podcast has traveled the world to learn from different shamans, maestros, and other spiritual leaders. She has many years of experience with plant medicine ceremonies. Here is your host, Maria Joanna.
Welcome to this new podcast. And in this podcast, we will talk about soul present. Soul present is a medicine for microdosing purposes. It's made from the cactus of Peru, in this case, the San Pedro. And San Pedro has a masculine spirit. It has beautiful qualities. And actually, even when it's the masculine grandfather spirit, it has a quality to balance the feminine and masculine inside of you. This medicine, it stands for love, respect, and harmony, and trust, to have faith. Like a grandfather spirit who says, have faith in yourself, trust yourself, trust life, believe in yourself. And there's a reason why we call this soul present. And you'll experience this when you start microdosing soul present. After a while, you get the understanding, because it's a present for your soul. It heals on a deep level, and it also helps you to be more present, to be more connected and be more present. From all the different microdosing plant medicines that we offer, we say this is a plant medicine that helps a lot with sleeping problems, when you want to heal trauma from the past, when you want to work on your childhood, and it works mostly at night when you're at sleep. Because what it does, it brings dreams more to life. And some people are afraid of, like, oh, but I already dream a lot. But your dreams, they speak a language. And your dreams, they bring a message. And here you will get more understanding about why you dream a certain topic. And what is the message from these dreams. When I started to do spiritual work, I started out with translating dream language, and I learned so much from this. So when I started my spiritual journey, I would say that was my first ayahuasca experience. That was the start. Then after that, I learned to go inside without the plant medicines, to have visions and to translate the objects from my dreams to my daily life. So for example, I saw a wolf. And the wolf is the teacher in the shamanic world. And then my father was representing the wolf. Like, oh, my father is my teacher in my life. This is just an example. Or how you see nature in your inner world and in your dreams, you can translate this to your mood. For example, so my own path has, it's very, very connected to visuals and to dream language. That's why I love this medicine, because it gives dreams who are predictable sometimes, or they predict things in your life. That's a possibility. I mean, I had it myself, but it can also be that it's a representation of your childhood, or it let you think about certain topics, or it let you have a conversation with your mother or your father or your brother or your sister about topics from the past. It's really activating a process in you. And if you choose soul present drops, just notice you will not have this trippy feeling, and I will explain you why. So we have soul present in drops or in capsules. And the drops, they are a tincture. So the psychoactive substance is taken out. So you'll not have the trippy feeling, because there are a lot of people who say, oh, I see this microdosing all the time and I feel a calling, but I'm afraid of this tripping feeling. If you are this kind of person, take the microdosing soul drops. And they also are a great help if you have sleeping problems. Then you have the capsules, and they do have the psychoactive substance. So if you would take more, you will have this trippy feeling. Still, it's not made for a deep inner journey. You have the soul present, that is the San Pedro, for a ceremonial use. If you feel this calling, this trip is going to be a long, long journey. I've done several ceremonies with San Pedro. I love it, but it's such a long, long, long journey. It's like 15 hours. And yeah, I'm laughing because I remember that I had a dinner. Yeah, with like kind of my parents-in-law. I'm like thinking back and I was still tripping because I was not expecting to trip for so long. And I was on this table. I was like, oh shit, you know. And then the other experience, it was in Ibiza. And then I was also in a dinner and I was so tripping, but the food was tasting so nice. So I have good experiences with like long, deeper inner journeys with the plants. But it's a long, long journey. So if you're going to subscribe for those ceremonies, just know it's going to be a long journey. And you also call this huachuma. In Peru, they call it most of the times huachuma. But from more a Spanish and Catholic influence, they called it San Pedro. Yeah. That's what they say over there. But so you can call it huachuma, you can call it San Pedro, but we made it soul present because it helps to be more present if you take this over a period of time. And it helps to, it is a present for your soul. So soul present, that's why we came up with this name. And it has also great qualities if you want to feel better. But again, you go through a process. So we get a lot of feedback that it's a really deep inner work. So you function normally, you take it mostly in the evening. This is the medicine that we recommend to use before you get to sleep. And I will tell something about the dosage. So the doses of this plant medicine, at first I start with the drops. We always recommend to start slowly. So you start the first time maybe with 5 drops, second time you do 5 drops, or let's say the first week you do 5 drops. And if you don't feel any effect, you can increase it to 10 drops, up to 20 drops. And you will feel, so first evening, before you get to sleep, you take the 5 drops, you get to sleep, you get a deep sleep. Maybe you don't have the effect, you're like, I don't know what this should do, but I don't have the effect. When I started out, I started immediately with more than 5, actually. But I had immediately the effect of dreaming. Yeah, but we recommend starting with 5, like be gentle, be careful, have patience with your healing. Start with 5, then you increase to 10 and maximum 10 drops. And again, you will not have the trippy feeling. So it's safe in that perspective, but definitely it will work in your unconscious world, in your unconscious mind. It can be in your dreams, but also emotionally. Then about the doses from the soul present capsules, you start with 1, then you can raise it to 2, and maximum doses is 4 capsules, and we recommend to take them also before you get to sleep. But if you feel like, oh, I want to do this in the morning, it's also good. So in microdosing, it's really a journey with you and yourself. You will learn from the plant medicines, you will get to know yourself better, and your intuition will start to grow. And from your intuition, you will know, oh, I take this in the morning, I take this in the evening, or whatever suits you. And also the dosage, you will feel what is the right dosage for you. And the plant is your teacher. And yeah, as I said, your intuition, it will increase. You will be more connected during this period of time, and you will know what is your sweet spot. This is how they call it. They call it, what is your sweet spot in microdosing? And I want to make sure that you understand the principle of microdosing. So in microdosing, you take a small doses of plant medicine over a period of time, not to be tripping, but to have your normal life. You function in your work as a mom, as a dad, in your relationships, and you want to be a better version of yourself. So you want to be closer to your heart, less in your head, but more in your heart, in your feelings. You want to have the wisdom of your intuition, of your feelings, of the plant spirits, and it can have different benefits. Also, for example, I was talking about sleeping problems. I was talking about being more present, healing trauma, so having less triggers. But another thing is also that it's amazing when you have hormonal problems. And I mean, still the plant medicine always gives what you need. So I cannot give guarantees. This is what it does. This is what it does. You have your own personal experience. But we hear a lot of feedback when people have hormonal problems that this is balancing out. And you can also question, like, why do I have problems in my hormones? This can be stress. And microdosing is de-stressing. It's de-stressing your system because it gives peace to the neuro default network in your brain. It brings new connections in your brain. And it's also great when I have more inner peace. And this inner peace gives all these beautiful qualities as being more productive, being more creative, and inspiration, get inspiration. And you can also see, like, inspiration, all the things that you want to know, want to receive, it's in your spirit. And I always say, like, the heart is the portal to your spirit. So when you are more connected with your heart, you're more connected with your spirit. And I believe there's a bigger force that is guiding our lives. There is no coincidences. And the more connected you are with your heart and your soul, the more synchronicity you will have, the more coincidences with is the synchronicity you will experience in your lives. Like, whoa, I thought it would not be possible. That's your mind. Your mind is limited. Your mind says, this is not possible. This is not, yeah. It sees blockages. But when you're in the heart, like in your brain, with a microdosing, new pathways are connecting. So also your beliefs, and also in your outer world, you will see a change. So because in your brain something is changing, then also in your outer world something is changing. And that's what I love with the plant medicine. Changing your inner world is changing your outer world. And this is a beautiful process. And when you remove the triggers, when you are more in balance with your health, your hormones, your thoughts, your ideas, your energy, then the outer world starts to change. It starts to switch. And this takes time. So have patience and do this for a longer period. We always say minimum 1 month. But actually, in this case, the shaman who's making the soul present, it's a couple. And they always say, no, we think you should do minimum 2 months. They say, minimum 2 months. And so if you feel like you want to have a real transformation, you can also choose to do this 2 months. But you will feel this. And you can always decide to first do 1 month and then have a moment like, okay, yes, it's true. Actually, you should do this 2 months, this soul present medicine. You see that I become really happy when I speak about this. And I feel like, what is a question that you would have when you start this microdosing process? Yeah, because I feel like sometimes I'm repeating myself. And I have so many podcasts about microdosing. It's in my head. Or I speak about this in my Instagram stories a lot. So yeah. What I always say, when you start with microdosing, it's possible that first, because you open up something in yourself, it's like, okay, and here comes the emotions, and here comes sadness, or there comes tiredness. That's just the beginning. So you want to feel better, of course, when you do microdosing, but that's not always from the start. So be sweet, be kind to yourself, and if you're tired, just surrender. This plant will teach you to surrender, be present. So, okay, what is present now? Oh, this, I'm tired. Oh, then that's where my awareness is, my attention is. And that's the only thing you need to follow. Okay, what is in my present? And that's, yeah, soul present is a great teacher with that. What is present now? Okay, then I have to deal with this now. What do I feel now? What is my need now? This plant medicine will help you to question those things. What do I need? Because the plant will always give you what you need. So what comes on the plate? What is the medicine serving to you? And work with that. And sometimes in the beginning, yeah, it's not what you want. But over time, you will see the power. And it's like, ah, now I understand this medicine. Now I understand myself. Now I understand why this happened. You don't see this immediately. So give it time and surrender. Be with the flow. And it's good, especially with this plant medicine, to keep a journey. It is a journey, but to keep a journal about your journey. Write your dreams down. Write your insights down. And take always time when you are in the period of microdosing to have a moment for yourself. So when you take the medicine, you give a blessing, and that's a very short moment. Then you take it, mostly before you get to sleep, but you can also decide to do it in the morning. And then have at least once a week, but prefer every day, a moment for yourself, even if it's 10 minutes. And have a book next to your bed, so when you wake up and you had a dream, write it down. And otherwise in your phone. Keep a journal, because it's so beautiful when you start and you write things down and you have this process, and over time you see the change. And it's like, ah, I remember in the beginning of the process I had this dream, and now I understand why, or I understand the message. We highly recommend when you start microdosing Soul Present to keep a journal. And for the rest, I would say, yeah, check maybe my blog post where I write about microdosing. Have your own experience. Check in with yourself when you start this process, because there you will feel the guidance. So be present with the guidance that you receive from this beautiful medicine. Enjoy this process. And if you have any questions, please send us an email, and we are very happy to help you. See you in the next podcast. Hapé is made from the grandfather spirit Mapacho, from the holy tabak. And this is a beautiful holy process, how they create this. All the prayers, all the intentions that you put into this medicine, it will stay, and it will stay in the memory. So this is a great medicine also to do prayers with. So they made the earth more fruitful with the prayers with Mapacho. Such a powerful tool. It's insane. This is definitely a beautiful medicine to do when you want to have a connection with your heart. This is an intimate moment with yourself when you do this with yourself, to still your mind, because only when the mind is still, the heart can speak. This is called the tepi. This is called the kudipe, to clean the aura field. And what you can also do before you start a ritual is to use the marijuana spray. This is for protection. So this is for cleansing the aura field. And then this is for protection, but it's also having a nice fragrance. So you just relax and receive. Don't think. This medicine has the quality to still your mind.
Thanks for listening. Check out our website, houseofoneness.com, for more information about plant medicine, microdosing, and ceremonies. Or find Maria Joanna at Instagram. Check back weekly for new episodes. Until next time, keep following that inner voice.